Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It's your weekly guide to all our favourite things happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about chili cheese and a silent disco.
I'll be talking about musicals, machinery and mothing.
And I have got coffee, miniskirts and juries. Kicking off with coffee, Agatha Christie's theatre company are returning to the Playhouse this week with a production of Christie's first ever play, Black Coffee. It opened yesterday and it runs till Saturday, and you can find specific timings on Daily Info. It is a thriller and it stars the popular Belgian detective
with his
moustache, Poirot. But the actor playing Poirot doesn't quite look like what you might imagine. I think people associate Poirot very much with David Suchet and maybe kind of a smaller man, an older man. This is kind of a tall young man, but he still brings everything you want from the character, even if he might not look exactly like what you want from Poirot. He still has a moustache. Oh God, don't worry, that's still there. I don't think they could take that off. There's also a really beautiful set in this show. It's all Art Deco, and it's actually got quite a comedic touch. So whereas lots of the film and TV adaptations of Christie's work are very suspenseful, this has got everything you want from a whodunit, but also is a bit lighter, a bit more funny, and kind of plays on that a bit more than other works. Our reviewer went along to see Black Coffee last night on its opening night and described it as flavoursome and full of surprises, and that's whether you're a Christie fan or if you just want a sort of classic English whodunit show. You can see Daily Info for the playing times. It's on every day till Saturday. That's Black Coffee at the Oxford Playhouse.
And you can also read the review online as well.
Tonight at 7:30 in the Boundary Brook Nature Park, there is going to be moth trapping.
But no moths will be harmed in the
No moths will be harmed. It's organised by the Oxford Urban Wildlife Group, a group who encourage wildlife in the city and help people to discover their natural environments.
They've done some great stuff. I think we've talked about some bee workshops they've done as well to kind of keep the bee communities thriving.
Doctors Ruth Ashcroft and Anthony Check from Friends of Aston's AYOT are organising the event. They're a group who support the upkeep of a little island just off the Iffley Road. So yeah, go along at 7:30, but apparently the moths may not be arriving till 8:30, and that's just a probably, so I think they're on their own schedule. I did look up a beginner's guide to mothing, and it seems like you need basically a light bulb, some electrical things and a box to trap moths, and then you can start identifying to your heart's content.
Turn on the light in your house, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't want to feel like going outside to the fields.
Leave the window open.
So go along to that if you want to identify all the variety of moths that we have here in the city.
Now, the summer might be coming to an end, but there is still some outdoor Shakespeare to be had
in Oxfordshire. Outdoor Shakespeare of the week!
The Comedy of Errors is coming to Cogs Farm. It's the festival players who this summer have been touring Macbeth and the Comedy of Errors. They've now finished their Macbeth run, but Comedy of Errors is coming to Whitney. They're an all-male theatre company, and last year they brought A Midsummer Night's Dream, which was reviewed by Miranda from Daily Info. She said of them last year, they have the fire and enthusiasm of a wacky amateur group and the slick proficiency of very tough professionals, which is pretty high praise. She really, really enjoyed it as well. It's such a beautiful setting. They also got food and drink that you can buy, and there's some limited seating, so get there early if you want the chairs, or you can also bring your own. But it's Shakespeare's story of two sets of identical twins with lots of slapstick and wordplay, and it's his shortest and probably most farcical play. Really, really good fun. Tickets are £12.50 and £8.50 concessions from 7 o'clock.
And if you just like men in drag, it provides that. It provides very simple entertainment from that as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Today until Saturday night, the Pegasus Theatre will be showing South Pacific, a 1949 Broadway musical by Richard Rodgers with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. It's set in World War II and is a tale of two love stories that explores racial prejudice and issues of war. But if that all sounds a bit bleak, apparently there are some comedic moments as well. And there are also going to be 12 real palm trees on stage.
Okay,
so cool. Something for everyone.
Not 11, not 10, but 12.
Full dozen.
Whole palm trees. The group performing is called Rick Nick, a group of 16 to 24 year olds who perform musicals, and they're in control of the whole production. So it's a really fun thing for young people to get involved in. It's free to get involved if you're interested in being in the group. Over 500 young people have now had the Rick Nick experience. So there you go. Go along to the Pegasus Theatre. It costs £10 or £8 for concessions, and it's at 7:30 tonight until Saturday.
And it runs pretty much every year. So if you want the Rick Nick experience, you might not get it this year, but then you can sign up for it next year.
I think it was Guys and Dolls last year, wasn't it?
It was good fun. They always do a quite fun, big musical and real palm trees.
Now, some music for the weekend, Anais.
So over the summer months, there tends to be a few less gigs in Oxford. There's all the festivals, that's where all the bands go. But now that we're slowly heading into the autumn, all the good gigs are back. So on Friday, there are about 4 or 5 different musical events you can go to. At the Wheatsheaf, there's going to be the 17th All Tomorrow's Parties, which is a night of acoustic music, and it features Telegrapher, Rainbow Reservoir, and then local poet George Chopping, as well as the music promoter and artist Tamara Parsons-Baker, who runs the event and then often also sings at them. That's at the Wheatsheaf, and it's acoustic and folk from 8 p.m. and it's £5. At the Bullingdon, formerly the Art Bar, formerly the Bullingdon, it's returned to being called Bullingdon, All About the Music are presenting 5 different rock bands. Some are local, some are from further afield. Again, it's only £5. That starts at 7. Then over on the other side of town in Jericho, James Bell and the Half Moon Stars are performing traditional music and telling folk stories at the Albion Beatnik from 8 p.m. for only £3. If you want more, then there's jazz at LMH and ska at the East Oxford Community Centre. If you want to go to a gig in Oxford, just search gigs on Daily Info. There tends to be something pretty much every day of the week. But now that we're getting out of festival season, there's lots more.
You say that, but there is one more festival this weekend.
There's a few more festivals.
Yes, there's also the big festival this weekend, Friday to Sunday, which is Jamie Oliver and Alex James's big food and music festival. It's at the Cotswold Farm near Kingham. You can go for the day, you can camp for the weekend, or even treat yourself to some glamping, I hear. Under 12s go free, and there's also a 10% discount on tickets for OX7 residents. As well as internationally acclaimed chefs, there's also music. On the Saturday night, there's going to be Khalees and Fatboy Slim.
That's amazing. Such an awesome lineup.
And on Sunday, Jamie Cullum and Stornoway.
So, and Stornoway.
Some big names there this weekend. New chefs were announced this week, with just 1 week to go, including international supermodel Daisy Lowe, who is apparently a chef now.
Really?
So
she's gone the way of Sophie Dahl, I guess.
There we go. The way of Sophie Dahl is the way from model to chef.
I believe she's just released a book about treats that will also keep you healthy. So that kind of thing.
How to look like a model but also manage to eat.
Yeah, things like that. There's also children's workshops and lots of family events, and the festival raises money for the Jamie Oliver Food Foundation, which aims to educate young people on healthy eating and cooking.
I'm sure you can eat lots of Alex James's cheese as well. He makes cheese at his farm.
And learn how to make your own cheese, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Cool, so more food for this weekend then. Millet's Farm Chili Fiesta is on Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be so much going on. There's going to be a mariachi band. Yes. There's also a beach in the garden centre. There's going to be chili sauce making competitions and nuclear chili chicken wing eating contest.
Nuclear. I do not want food that has nuclear associated with it.
And also the prize is like a £20 gift voucher. It's really not... They should step it up. It's not food, but... Someone
if
will
you
do
like
it.
Spicy food though and you've got really good tolerance,
I guess, yeah, it'd be
£20 for enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, but there's also going to be over 20 exhibitors with chili related products like jam, chutney, cheese, cider, fudge and cola with chili in. And then there's also the amazing Maize Maze is still on until the 14th of September.
Nothing to do with chilies, it's just a really good maze.
It's just also on. I think you get like a free isolate at the end. I think you do have to pay for that bit, but for all the rest of the festival it's all completely free. Saturday and Sunday at Millet's Farm in Frilford, west of Abingdon.
If you want details on all the events we've spoken about so far, or to find out about other events happening in Oxford, just go on dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also read reviews of lots of the events that are happening, or post your own review of anything that you've been to.
Find out more about living in Oxford in our Oxford guide, and you can also find jobs and places to live on dailyinfo.co.uk.
Now another little festival for the weekend.
So this is the Rollwright Fair. It's a relatively new festival that started up in 2010, and it's on the sort of Oxfordshire-Warwickshire border, so it's not too far to get to, but I don't know if it technically counts as an Oxford event. I think depending on which like search engine you look at, it's Oxford, and then sometimes it's Warwickshire. But it's right next to the Rollwright Stones, which are the complex of 3 Neolithic, Bronze Age and Megalithic monuments in Long Compton. And it started, I think, like lots of festivals do, with groups of friends getting together, having a party, and then that's grown into a festival. Most of the acts playing are quite folky, but there's some international artists, so you can hear folk sort of blended with Bhangra or Rumba Flamenco or Reggae. So it's sort of a folk umbrella, but then all those things underneath it. And considering there aren't that many bands playing, I think there's less than 10 each day, so for kind of 24 bands to get such a variety is really good. They seem to have been really carefully selected and well programmed, so you get a huge range for what's actually quite a small festival. As well as the music, the organisers have got their Roll Right Games, slightly inspired, I think, from the 2012 Olympics, but sports games to join in for the family. You can join in the teams, and there's prizes to win. And they've also got an area called the Forum, which is all the kind of daytime workshops, activities, discussions, poetry and yoga, that kind of thing. Tickets cost £80 and are available from eventspot.com, and the Roll Right Fair is running Friday to Sunday near Longcompton, Oxfordshire/Warwickshire.
Anyway, another festival for the weekend. This is Bunkfest in its 13th year in Wallingford, running Friday to Sunday. It's a free community festival, and there's a full lineup of music for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. You can see that all on their website. But it includes Jackie Oates and Three Daft Monkeys playing on the main stage. And then there's also going to be live music in about a dozen pubs around the town as well. Now, it's all the music's free. There's a whole load of workshops you can go to as well, which you do have to pay extra for. But there's so many different things, including songwriting, ukuleles and baron playing. You can learn to play the baron, or if you've got your own already, you can bring it along.
Bring your own baron.
And play with some jam with some other baron players. There's going to be a ceilidh and a silent disco. Then there's going to be a huge beer tent. Most of them are local breweries. So there's going to be over 30 beers from places like Shotover, Loose Cannon in Abingdon, Appleford Brewery, Witchwood, Breakspear, Henley Brewhouse and Cotswolds, so all really, really close surrounding counties and Oxfordshire. And it's all going to be in the Kinnercroft in Wallingford.
You mentioned a ceilidh and a silent disco. Mm-hmm. What I want to see next time is a silent ceilidh.
Silent ceilidh.
Yes, I'm waiting for this to happen. Can somebody make it happen? Because I will be there. Now, City Challenge UK are a company who offer alternatives to conventional team building activities, and they're looking for mock jurors to take part in a trial on Saturday. They're paying you £20 for 4 to 5 hours of your time, and that's between 8:30 and 1:15 on Saturday. So the event is researching exercises in how jurors react to different styles of advocacy. And if you've got an interest in kind of the workings of the jury system, or if you've just never been called up to jury and you really want to go, then just go to this mock trial. So as a jury member, that you will observe a 2-hour trial and then deliberate and pronounce your verdict with the other jurors and then fill in a questionnaire. So it all sounds quite interesting for £20, 4 to 5 hours of your time. So if you've got some time free on Saturday, then email Jane Reed on info@citychallengeuk.com, and you can find more details on Daily Info if you search for mock jurors. Bit different, not quite an event, bit kind of like a job, but go along if you want to be in a mock trial.
I've just got all these views of the classic films and the jury scenes going through my head right now. It sounds... yeah, really fun.
If you want to act your own film,
12 Angry Men.
I remember doing mock trials at school, they were really fun.
Yeah, in America it's a really big thing. I've got a friend who runs a society and they get to do accents as well. It's like acting, they get to like pick their characters and do loads with it, so it sounds actually quite interesting.
This Saturday is the 3rd annual Bicester Bike Family Fun Day.
Woo!
Woo! It's in Pingle Field opposite Bicester Village, and it's completely free. It's from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. organised by A2 Dominion. This year they're actually jazzing it up a little bit with the Tour de Bicester, which is some sort of mini
what
Tour
it says
de France
on the tin.
Well, yeah, you can kind of work it out. If you want to be involved in that, you actually have to get there at 10 a.m. so it's a kind of grueling life of a cyclist in Bicester. As well as that, there are also other fun cycling events that anyone can join in on the day, as well as arts and crafts and bike fixing workshops. And at the end of the day, you get treated to a barbecue and drinks.
Nice.
So it should be a fun day out for everyone. And that's 10 or 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Dreamboats and Miniskirt is a new musical opening at the New Theatre on Monday and running until Saturday next week. And if the title sounds a bit familiar, it's because it's the sequel to Dreamboats and Petticoats, the musical built around big songs of the late 50s and early 60s, which has come to the New Theatre a couple of times maybe in the last few years. So as with the Petticoats musical, it's more about the great medley of music than the story. If you haven't seen Dreamboats and Petticoats, you can still go see Dreamboats and Miniskirts. It won't matter at all. It's about the music. It's not really about the plot so much. It's an excuse to kind of follow the history of music. So they only could get so many 60s songs into one show, but it was such a big time for music. May as well do another show with all the ones they couldn't fit in. So some of the music is performed a cappella and the rest is with a live band. And the tunes include songs like Twist and Shout, Be My Baby and Pretty Woman. So it's got music, humour and mostly a lot of nostalgia. So if you like 60s music, then Dreamboats and Miniskirts is the show for you. It's at the New Theatre Monday to Saturday, and you can find out the times on Daily Info.
Lots of singing along and dancing in the aisles.
Lots of swearing. I think I read a review and they said people were up and dancing before even the interval drinks. It was that good.
Now the Oxford Improvisers, they perform the first Tuesday of every month at Arts of the Old Fire Station. This month though, so Tuesday the 2nd of September, they're going to be joined by the Cheltenham Improvisers. Now these guys have come across the border from Gloucestershire and there is going to be a bigger and better gig with the two groups together. Now the Oxford Improvisers are all about making free music, so music with no score, no written down music, and it's just sort of like a big jam, and there's not really any rules but maybe a few conventions about how you sort of do it. They have sessions every week and then they've got this concert or gig every month that they have at the Arts at the Old Fire Station. So for some free music, it costs £8 and £6 concessions, and it's from 7:30 on Tuesday at the Old Fire Station.
Let's hope the Cheltenham Jazz people have the same conventions. It's not going to be like a jazz war.
Awkward.
Now this exhibition sounds really amazing. It's the Iron Genie at the Museum of the History of Science on Broad Street. The exhibition's on until the 21st of September and is absolutely free. Essentially, it's Science Meets Art by the artist Anita Towdry. It's a brass and steel handcrafted harmonograph, which is...
What's a harmonograph?
Yes, which is... Okay. It's a mechanism of weights and pendulums that draws pictures. So you can move the weights and the pendulums around. It's like an interactive experience. And then it draws some pictures on a little slate.
Like a giant 3D
etch-a-sketch. Like circles, yeah.
Like
when you take a compass and you...
Ooh. Yeah, the pictures are really cool. They look like the Mac screensavers, you know, that flash up. Yeah, I like that. And it's called a harmonograph because the frequencies that are changed by the weights and the pendulums also are the same as sound frequencies. So,
but apparently,
I'm not sure about this. I thought perhaps it was making sound as well, but I don't think it is. I think it's just the pictures. But yeah, you go in, you can adjust it yourself, see the picture that you can make, so it's a completely interactive experience. And yes, it's made of brass and steel, so it's based on an 1840 design, and therefore is also a celebration of Victorian industrial ingenuity. So it sounds like a really interesting thing to go and see. So
And do,
exactly.
Yeah, that does sound cool.
Sounds kind of steampunky as well. Yeah. Steampunk, like, art machine. So we're nearing the end of August and lots of summer events are coming to an end, so we wanted to give you a tip for the best way to spend the end of your holidays and the end of the sunshine.
Yeah, this one's not really an event, but I recommend going to the rooftop bar at Varsity, which used to be Escape and then Cloud9 and then Varsity, I think, but basically on High Street, and they've opened a new rooftop bar just like a couple months ago and it is awesome. It's sort of glass all around the edges and just the most amazing view of Oxford. Just you can see Radcam and all the spires, and it's just a really nice place to go and chill out, and you can have a coffee because they're open during the day as well. You can have a coffee or go for a drink in the evening. Really, really lovely.
Keeping on the rooftop bar theme, you should also get down to the Malmaison rooftop, where Cult Screens are showing outdoor screenings of films until the 21st of September. So things coming up, we've got E.T. Next week, I believe, and Romeo and Juliet, so all sort of classic films on the Malmaison rooftop, which again overlooks the city. It's a really nice view. They've got deck chairs out there and you can rent blankets and buy some food and drink. So get down to that before they finish on the 21st.
And my recommendation is to go and see the Barbara Kruger exhibition at Modern Art Oxford, which ends on Sunday. It's their main exhibition of the summer, opened at the end of June, and it's a site-specific piece of art, and the whole of the upper gallery has been wrapped up in vinyl with white font on black and green kind of backgrounds, and it's all about mass media and communication and language, and it's had some really great reviews, and it's something that's really bold and immersive, so it's the kind of thing you can see pictures of but actually should go and sort of stand in the room and really feel what it's like, because it's commissioned specifically for this gallery in Oxford. You're not going to see it anywhere else, and it's only here until Sunday, because it's Sunday at 5 p.m. so you've got a few days to go and see the Barbara Kruger exhibition at Modern Art Oxford.
If you want to find out more about any of these events and many, many more, then do go to dailyinfo.co.uk.
On Daily Info, you can also find jobs and adverts for places to live.
We've also got a comprehensive guide that has all the opening and closing times for Pick Your Own, for example, or punting, and loads of different things about living in Oxford.
If you want to hear more from Daily Info, you can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford and search to like our Facebook page, Daily Info Oxford.